In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey guys, if you look at a guy like Kenny Chesney and say, oh, he's got it all, man. In fact, he's
just
got
like
a song.
He's
got a song that says it, but he does. He's rich, beyond rich. He's successful, beyond successful. Talented, beyond talented. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Kenny Chesney had the same issue with chicks as we did in college.
I was in college. There was this hot girl sitting beside me. I was trying to persuade her all semester to pay attention right to me on any level. I said, I'm going to write her a song. But I made the mistake of taking it to her on a Thursday, and I slid it over to her, and then I realized that I had to wait Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and then go back to that class on a Tuesday to get any kind of response. All of a sudden, it's Tuesday, and I walk into class and I sit down and I realize that that girl is sitting as far back in the back corner from me as she possibly could.
And when I heard that, I knew, oh, John's going to have some stories.
That story reminded me of one of my classes. I don't even know what class it was. That's not important. The important thing was I sat next to this beautiful, tall, blonde girl. She was so fine. Mm-hmm. And we got along very well. We talked.
So you had a
left. Massive crush. So much so that I thought I had it in.
Okay.
And in my college, and I'm sure they don't do this anymore, but we used to get directories. Like, it was a phone book. But
yes.
For the kids.
Yeah,
in
makes sense.
For the
Now everybody's got it on their, Instagram.
I'm sure it's obsolete. But back then, all we had was our dorm phone. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got in touch with people. So I looked her up. And I called her.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her out, and she said, who's this? And I told her who I was.
Uh-huh.
I sit next to you every day. We just talked a couple hours ago, and she goes, and I quote, I don't even know you. Why would you ask me out?
Oh, that's so mean.
I'm not sure it was mean.
You talk to her every day.
I know. I'll tell you this, though. I never, ever, ever to this day have asked somebody out that I didn't know was going to say yes because of that situation. It ruined me by ever like
taking a chance.
Yeah. It ruined me because I was so mortified by her. I'm like, and here's the worst part. I was like, she's right. I don't know. It's my fault. I'm like, no, it's not your fault. You didn't do anything. You had a crush on somebody. You asked her out. It happens all the time. Yeah. We could be married right now if she was cooler. And divorced.
Yeah.
So I totally get what Kenny Chesney went through. I love the fact that Kenny Chesney's one of us. Guys, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good pickup for the day. If you got rejected by a girl, you're just like Kenny Chesney.
Yes, exactly.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Veronica in Point Loma. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Veronica,
I'm so nervous.
Oh, aww. Don't be nervous. Veronica, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You will get $100. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The late Ozzy Osbourne had a birthday yesterday. Was Ozzy older or younger than 80?
Oh, man. Older.
Reba McEntire was a guest on the Today Show, and Savannah Guthrie accidentally called Rex Lynn her husband, but Reba quickly corrected her. They're not married yet. Reba is killing it on Happy's Place. Her first sitcom was called what?
Reba.
Quentin Tarantino ranks Black Hawk Down as the best movie of the 21st century. Quentin won an Oscar for Best Screenplay for Django Unchained. Who was the Oscar-winning actor that played Django?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Happy birthday to Amanda Seyfried, who co-starred as Karen Smith in what comedy movie?
Mean Girls.
And finally, Jennifer Aniston has released her best of list, and on that list is the moisturizer she was influenced to try via Instagram. Jennifer stars on The Morning Show. What network airs The Morning Show?
Oh, man. Is it like Apple, I think? Like the Apple TV or something?
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Veronica, what you have going on today?
Just getting ready for work and taking the kids to school.
Okay, well, there you go. Super mom. Tam, Veronica did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Veronica.
Oh,
you sound surprised by your success. When you get a raise at work, do you say, really? Why me?
Oh,
Tammy, the late Ozzy Osbourne had a birthday yesterday. Was Ozzy older or younger than 80?
He was 80, so older, right?
No, Ozzy would have been 77. Veronica also said older. 0-0. Reba McEntire was a guest on the Today Show, and Savannah Guthrie accidentally called Rex Lynn her husband. Reba quickly corrected her. They're not married yet, just engaged. Reba's killing it on Happy's Place. Her first sitcom was called what?
Reba.
Veronica knew that. It's 1-1. Quentin Tarantino ranks Black Hawk Down as the best movie of the 21st century. Quentin won an Oscar for Best Screenplay for Django Unchained. Who was the Oscar-winning actor that played Django?
Jamie Foxx.
I love that movie. I have a hard time naming my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie. On any given day, it's Pulp Fiction, it's Django Unchained, it's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's 2-1, Tammy. Happy birthday to Amanda Seyfried. She co-starred as Karen Smith in what comedy film? Mean Girls.
Oh, it was Mean Girls.
She can see the future because she has ESPN.
That's right.
Guess what? Veronica knew that, so now we're tied at 2. And finally, Jennifer Aniston released her best of list. On the list is the moisturizer she was influenced by via Instagram. Jennifer stars on The Morning Show on what network?
Apple Plus, the Apple app.
Yep. You know what? Pretty much exactly what Veronica said. Apple TV Plus is the correct answer. You both got that right. So today we finish, I believe, with a tie, mm-hmm. Correct? 3-3. Which means, unfortunately, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, Veronica, but we have a great prize for you.
I have a feeling you're going to be very happy to be joining us this Saturday at KSON Sold Out Country Christmas, and you have a pair of meet and greets for Ty Myers.
Oh, my gosh. Merry Christmas to my daughter.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice job, super mom. Veronica, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you so much.
Tammy's daughter, Morgan, is joining us because I heard that Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber are having marital problems yet again.
Oh,
at least
my God.
That's the rumor. Justin and Hailey Bieber were seen in Palm Springs together, appearing somber, fueling breakup rumors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there.
Well, and people claiming that he didn't do a birthday post for her and didn't go to her party, but he did. There are pictures. Now they posted, both of them posted pictures of Justin at the birthday party.
But just in case Justin Bieber is available, I wanted to talk to your daughter, Morgan, a believer.
From the very beginning.
Right since.
When no one even knew who he was.
A YouTube sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, I know you have a boyfriend right now. I hope I'm not revealing too much personal information about you. But what if Justin Bieber asked you out? What would you say?
Bye.
And not to Justin.
What?
You wouldn't say bye to Justin. Yeah. You'd say bye to your boyfriend.
No, I'd say bye to Justin.
Oh. You would?
Yeah, what?
Sean wouldn't give you a hall pass for Justin Bieber?
I'm sure he would. I wouldn't take it.
You wouldn't
Morgan
take it.
Is in love.
Oh, my God.
Morgan just has morals.
Hang on for 1 second. Justin Bieber rings your doorbell. Hey, hi, Morgan. Coincidentally, my car broke down right in front of my biggest fan's house. What do you say I come inside and we make some sandwiches and see what happens?
That's a fan fiction at that point.
Fan fiction.
If you want to write it for me and pass him,
I think
go
I
ahead.
Just did. I think I just did.
Can you do better than make a sandwich, though?
I'm talking to your daughter, for crying out loud. I cannot. She'll have a sandwich with Justin Bieber. They'll discuss music theory, and then he'll go home.
Hey, mom's the same with Keith Urban now. You know, Keith Urban's on the market.
Morgan is the one who was the first one to inform me about Keith and Nicole's divorce, and then the next text was, I just want to know when I get to go to Keith and mom's house.
Can't believe you'd say no to Justin Bieber because you got a boyfriend. That's crazy. Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, you got all embarrassed, Morgan.
I got to tell you, I love Sam. I think Sam loves me, but John Hamm walks in the house.
Oh.
Forget about me.
Yeah, sorry.
Done.
I agree.
Done.
I agree.
I think you know what? I think there's an in case of John Hamm bag packed.
Oh, my God.
Just, I really do.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thanks, Mosey.
Of course.
I love that expression. Her her John Hamm bag packed. Makes me wonder who your celebrity would be that you already would have a bag packed for. Producer Jessica.
Sterling K. Brown.
Packed and ready to go.
Ready to go.
Like smoke coming out your feet as you run out the door. Mm-hmm. 833-287-1037.
How about you? It's Keith. Keith Urban, right? He's available. Has he called?
Oh my God! No, he has not. I have to narrow it down in my head. It's going to take me a little bit. I'll have to think on that because just enough, like you, John,
right,
I have a big list. But.
Not enough paper in the world to make that list for me. Sorry, Sam.
Right? Who is yours? 833-287-1037. A celebrity, someone that you're like, yep, I'd have a bag packed and ready to go because you know it's a hall pass, right? 833-287-1037.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I didn't even mean to come up with this phrase, but it happened. What celebrity do you have your bag packed for should they come calling?
John mentioned that his girlfriend Sam has her John Hamm bag packed and ready to go. Should he ever just show show up on your doorstep.
I got to be honest with you. I don't blame her. He's John Hamm, for God's sake. You know what? The better man won.
I've been watching a lot of shows with John Hamm lately. He was in Landman. He was in Friends and Neighbors.
The morning show.
And forget the original Mad Men, where we all fell in love with them. 833-287-1037. Any celebrity that you would have a bag packed and ready to go.
It's already done. It's in the trunk right now, Emily in El Cajon. Who is it?
It's Jason Momoa or The Rock.
I guess we know your type.
No, wait a second. Hang on. Hear me out. You have two hands. You can have two bags packed.
And it would be for either one.
Thanks, Emily.
Producer Jessica, did you just fall out of your chair?
I don't know if we can air that.
What do you mean?
Never mind. I went to a real
She's talking about holding suitcases, you freak.
But she, and there was a big pause.
Emily, I apologize for producer Jessica's adolescent humor.
It's okay. It went over my head for a second until you said something.
Unbelievable.
All right. Sarah is in Carlsbad. Sarah, what celebrity do you have your bag packed for?
Forever and always, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Ryan Gosling. You know, I didn't like Ryan Gosling until he got older. And then I'm trying to remember the first movie I saw. Oh, it was probably La La Land. I'm like, oh, he's intriguing. And then I saw, was it The Good Guys or The Other Guys? Which are The Good Guys? No, it's called The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe. And I was like, oh, I really like him. And now I have a thing, but I'm trying to get away from someone.
It wasn't someone Crazy that, Stupid Love when he took his shirt off and that I mean, it wasn't for me.
Yeah. I got too many bags. I got four sets of luggage at my house. I don't know which one to grab.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Megan Maroney is coming to L.A. Megan Maroney is a massive star now, and I'm going to go ahead and say we discovered her.
Oh, okay. We were so excited when she headlined KSON's Country Christmas last year. Megan, I have to say that the very first time I got to see your full show was with Kenny Chesney in L.A., and I was blown away.
Yeah, I remember LA being an amazing show. I miss that tour a lot.
Yeah. You're really close with Kenny, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is it the mentorship? What is it that's the best part of that relationship?
I think it's half him being a mentor and knowing that everything I have to do, he's already gone through. So I know whether it's a live performance or whatever it is, I know that he has a lot of knowledge on that. And then also just the friendship. I mean, like, him and I have become such good friends, and we laugh because the first time we went out to get breakfast together, like before the tour, just to meet each other, we never thought, like, what could we have, like, you know, that much in common. But it's just a lot of fun. We just go out and hang out, and it's fun. Yeah.
I think I want to know what you guys order for breakfast.
So I ordered biscuits, I like gravy. All the unhealthy stuff. Kenny gets healthy stuff.
Sure.
So I wanted to ask you something else, because there was a time that Kenny said he was never going to sing She Thinks My Tractor Sexy again. And you came out on this little John Deere tractor. Was that a surprise to him the first time you did that?
100%. Yeah. I think the surprise was fun because there were two different parts to it. The first song when I did All the Pretty Girls was I came out dressed like him. And he thought that was it. Yeah. And then She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy, I like ran off stage. I watched him turn around, but he was definitely surprised. I thought that was really, really funny. And
I loved it. I loved every
minute of it. He was definitely surprised. Like he still talks about it. And it was just such a fun
moment. Dude, you did good. I got a high five.
Thank you.
On that one,
thank you. I can't believe no one had done that before.
Right?
But just such a full circle moment, because I used to, you know, listen to him going to school. My mom would have him, his CDs, and it was just, it's a cool moment to be able to sing that with him.
So one of the best country rock bands of all time are the Eagles. The late Glenn Frey used to write songs for Bob Seger. And Bob Seger told Glenn Frey, you're going to write a bunch of songs before you write one good one.
Exactly.
Do you have a ton of really bad stuff that you finally emerged to become what you are now?
I mean, I don't think any of it is necessarily bad, because if it was really going bad, I am the kind of artist that's like, I don't even want my name on this song. Like, we can just give up and, like, write something else. Like, we don't have to, like, push it. If it's not good, let's just not finish it.
By the way, that's a good title, too. I don't want my name on this song. I love that.
I wrote that actually. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Listening back to that, it dawned on me that you and I are exactly like Megan Maroney and Kenny Chesney.
We are?
Because before you and I worked together, we had breakfast together just to get to know each other.
That's true.
How about that?
Okay, I'll take it. Can I look like her?
So speaking of Megan Maroney, Chemo next week during his 3 at 3:33 will have tickets to Megan Maroney's show before they even go on sale.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Myron in Julian. Hi, Myron.
Hi.
What an unusual name that is. Where'd that come from?
My parents just made it up.
Oh, well.
That's cute.
That's cool. Myron, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, you gotta go for a little bit.
All right, good luck.
Myron, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're gonna get $100. And I also want to remind you that all ties are gonna go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on for 1 second, please. The latest season of Netflix's Stranger Things had the second biggest premiere of any Netflix original series. What number season is this one?
5.
Miley Cyrus is engaged to musician Max Morinato after 4 years of dating. Miley was married to this Hemsworth brother. Who is he?
Liam.
HBO just started streaming Mad Men in 4K, but apparently they used the wrong files, which exposed some mistakes. Mad Men starred this actor who played Don Draper. Who is he?
I know his first name's John.
I need more than that.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Okay. Richard Gere was once banned from the Oscars for 20 years. Has Richard Gere ever been nominated for an Oscar?
No.
And finally, the annual Forbes 30 Under 30 list includes Mikey Madison, who won the Best Actress Oscar last year for what movie?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. I'm curious, how cold was it in Julian this morning? Do you know?
Oh, God. In the 30s?
Wow.
Chilly.
Yeah.
That's why I love this town so much, because you can go a half hour anywhere and have completely different weather. It's just nuts. Myron, today Tammy did 3 out of 5.
Okay.
The latest season of Netflix's Stranger Things had the second biggest premiere of any Netflix original series. What number season is it?
I believe it's 5.
It is season 5. Have you seen an episode of Stranger Things? Oh, you really should. It's so good.
There's so many great things. It's so hard to keep up on things, you know?
1-1. Miley Cyrus is engaged to musician Max Morinato after 4 years of dating. Miley was married to this Hemsworth brother. Who is he?
Liam.
Or Liam. Or as Tammy calls him, the wrong one. You're a Thor guy.
Well,
You're a Thor guy. Come on.
Liam's a good-looking man, too. I mean
2-2. HBO just started streaming Mad Men in 4K, but apparently they used the wrong files, which exposed some mistakes. Mad Men starred this actor who played Don Draper. Who is he?
John Hamm.
John Hamm. That is correct. It's 3-2.
By the way, your Friends and Neighbors, have you seen that with John Hamm?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't let your girlfriend watch
it. Is that the one when he, like, becomes a
thief?
Like, he steals from all his neighbors?
Yep, you have to watch
it. Oh, I heard it's really good.
It's really good. Okay.
Myron did not get John Hamm. She only got John, unfortunately. Richard Gere was once banned from the Oscars for 20 years. Has Richard ever been nominated for an Oscar?
Well,
I mean, what a career, right?
I'm going to say yes. Really?
An Officer and a Gentleman and Pretty Woman and that other one has never been nominated for an Oscar. So apparently he went on stage to present something and talked about Tibet and talked about the Dalai Lama, and the Oscars said get out. And
well, what happened to that thought process? Because everybody uses it now for platforms left and right.
And by the way, he's banned in China. Richard Gere's not allowed to go to China. Can you imagine being banned from a country? That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be kind of cool? I can't go there. I'm banned.
Yeah.
Myron knew that. So now it is 3-3. And finally, Tammy, the annual Forbes 30 Under 30 list includes Mikey Madison, who won the Best Actress Oscar last year for what movie?
What was the name of it?
So good. I know,
it's a girl's name, isn't it? title.
The movie is Anora.
Anora.
Myron didn't know either. We finished with a tie today. Unfortunately, Myron, all ties go to Tammy, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we have something pretty cool for you.
Myron, you'll be joining us this Saturday for KSON's sold-out Country Christmas, and you have a pair of meet-and-greet passes for Ty Myers.
Kind of think that's what Myron had in mind the entire time. Myron, congratulations on that. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
We didn't need a turkey this year for Thanksgiving because we were going to a neighbor's. The turkey was already.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah, already purchased. We brought other things. So why did my husband buy a turkey? And I mean, probably one of the biggest turkeys in the history of turkeys.
How big was that turkey?
The biggest beast in California, I'm sure of it. 38 pounds.
A 38-pound turkey in a household of two. Why did you buy a 38-pound turkey that we didn't need?
Well, I wanted to help a friend out. I knew it was Thanksgiving weekend coming up. Thought I might help Farmer McDonald. So we went to look at these turkeys, and I'm thinking I'm going to grab a nice small hen. And that'll be good. I'll be able to utilize that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, it'd be like buying a big old chicken, right? And you butcher it up and you have it in the freezer and we have chicken for a while. And you get a smaller turkey, we'll have turkey for a while.
Right.
Except right now we have turkey for 2 years.
No, not 2 years, no.
I swear the turkey legs were almost as big as our dog Sophia's legs.
Yeah, Grace and I are going to get right to that. This Christmas, we're going to smoke them. And...
Oh, you and Grace are going to eat the giant turkey legs for Christmas? Oh, that's awesome.
And breakfast.
And lunch.
Maybe lunch, yeah. Make a tetrazzini.
Right.
We can make sliced turkey sandwiches. We can roast the wings on a nice Packer Bears playoff game, maybe. Okay. You know?
All right.
All kinds of, thighs. You know, I like the dark meat, big thigh. We can just say, oh, man, I can't wait to dig out into one of those. I'm going to smoke one.
So I'm listening to Kurt. I'm thinking of two pop cultural references.
I know the first one.
Which one?
That would be Forrest Gump.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Bubba Gump.
It was Bubba talking about all the things you can do with shrimp.
Pan fry, deep fry, stir fry. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes.
And then it was Joey from Friends when Monica dared him to eat an entire turkey by himself. Those are the two things I thought of thinking about that gigantic bird. Tammy, when you sent me the picture of the bird, I thought it was AI. I thought it was fake.
Yeah.
It's as big as the shelf on your fridge.
Yeah,
think about that for 1 second.
I know. We had to move everything around in the refrigerator. I posted, by the way, it's on KSON socials. I had everyone take a guess on how big they thought the bird was. And
I've never heard of an almost 40-pound turkey.
And what I found out after the fact, that wasn't the biggest one he had.
Come on.
Isn't that crazy? Whew.
Where does he get these birds? He raises them himself?
Yes, you bet.
Well, what does he do?
Organic, free-range turkey, man.
God, he must have those guys working out. Yeah. He must have them lifting weights.
Yes, the turkeys.
What does he do?
With a barbell. Can you spot me, Farmer McDonald?
I remember birds when my parents would host Thanksgiving. We'd have like a 23, 24-pound bird. It was like massive, and we had leftovers for weeks, and I guess I never even thought of a bird being almost 40 pounds for two people.
And I think it took him a good 5 hours to end up cutting it up, butchering it up, vacuum packing it, wrapping it, ready for the freezer.
Your husband sat in the kitchen for more than 5 hours deconstructing that turkey to put it into the freezer bag.
Yes. And
it took him like the length of two Godfather movies?
Yes, because, and then of course, getting the whole backbone ready and then putting that into a giant pot to make turkey stock.
Can you even tell me, without cursing, how much money he spent on that turkey? No, you don't.
No.
Was it under five?
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Yes.
Because, I mean, really, you have to go to a lawyer after... Right, Kathy Minella, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Well, hey there. My guide dog, Billy, is back. In an all-new picture book, Billy the Kid dances his heart out. Billy's learning to dance and maybe learning a little bit about love, too. Billy the Kid Dances His Heart Out is on sale now, and you can pick up a copy wherever books are sold.
Dear Santa, I didn't know I wanted the book Billy the Kid Dances His Heart Out until yes. Dolly told me I did.
And the fact that it's Dolly Parton's god dog, he is truly, really her god dog. John, I'm on his Facebook page. He's a little French bulldog, and he is probably the most spoiled little dog you will ever see in all the best ways. He's so cute. He's so cute. I'll share him in KSON's Instagram stories.
How many times do we have to say it? It seems every week, maybe every other day, we're doing a break about what a treasure Dolly Parton is.
But can you imagine, like, as a kid, right? As a kid who loved to be read to. When my two youngest were really little, they loved it. If we'd crawl up on the bed together and they'd pick out a book and I would read to them. Can you imagine you, 4 years old, climbing up on the bed and Dolly is the person reading you that book?
But soon, he began to relax and enjoy himself. He finally felt like he was right where he belonged.
Wouldn't sure. you just be like, I never want to stop being four?
You painted a very nice picture.
My husband just found a video of me reading to Morgan and Grayson when they were little, and I was reading Oh, the Places You'll Go. It was one of Grayson's favorite books. And in the middle of me reading, he seemingly got a little bored and got up off the bed, and he's wandering around and picking things up. Except when it came to the part where I said, who's the guy? He'd go, I'm the guy!
That's
turn
awesome.
Around and hold his little arm up, and then he'd go back to whatever he was playing.
What did you do when you saw that video?
Oh my God. Well, of course I cried. Of course I did. They're so cute. Mo with their little glasses shoving them up her nose because they kept sliding down, and Grayson, I'm the guy!
Oh, I thought you meant like she was shoving her... He made it sound like she's shoving her glasses up
oh,
her
no,
nose.
Oh, no, because they would slide down the bridge
pushing,
of her nose.
Pushing them
yes,
up her...
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because she had a tiny little face, tiny little bridge, yes.
All right, we back? Are you okay
yeah,
over there?
Yeah,
all
it was right. lovely.
Dolly's selling books, Tam.
I know, I love Dolly.
Buy them wherever books are sold.
Uh-huh.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.